guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Kids Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Production.
And we are
the Diamond Kids.
And this is
Episode 2.
Yeah, well, we were, but you right there. You better stop and you better subscribe, like, and comment, and turn your post notifications right now. Stop what you're doing right now.
Oh, grab that much. Today we're going to be talking about school, summer plans, and embarrassing moments. What was your highlight of this year?
So my topic, like, highlight and topic was, like, making the AMV honor roll.
Okay. Alright, so my highlight was I really love school online because I get to eat whenever. But I got AP honor roll. Oh, yeah. So my next highlight is that I'm going to 6th grade and I'm going to be all in AP classes except 2.
Oh, except for 1.
No, 2.
Wait, well, which one you let her skip out on?
It's theater arts, and...
Oh, yeah, because there's one class that's like, it doesn't matter.
So, Anivia, what was your highlights of this year?
So, I passed all my classes, and I got a trophy for 3 years of perfect attendance, and I'm going to high school next year. So, that's a big thing. Oh, and I played soccer this year, too.
Welcome to www.diamond/sound/production.com, where we design, edit, and optimize your audio needs. We can also help you keep your back dry while making snow angels with our DSP unisex pullover hoodie. Hey, remember to get up without ruining that angel. You can also visit the beach in style with your DSP unisex pullover hoodie. Stay breezy, my friend. You can also do push-ups and get a lot stronger with your DSP unisex pullover hoodie. Let's get those arms to the vet, because those puppies are sick. Wait. What are you doing in this club, Big Dripper? You should be at home making TikToks in your DSP unisex pullover hoodie. See, you can even do the floss in your DSP unisex pullover hoodie. Oh, yeah. You can even do the dice roll in your DSP unisex pullover hoodie. This hoodie will even keep you nice, comfy, and cozy while you skydive from an Empire State Building, if that's what you're into. No matter what, visit www.diamond/sound/production.com. While supplies last, to purchase your DSP unisex pullover hoodie.
So the next topic
we're going to
talk about is summer plans. So let's start off with Vivia.
Okay.
So this summer, it's kind of exciting because, like, everybody's birthday is in the summer. So I'm looking forward to all the birthday parties.
Okay. Next, we're going to do TJ. What's your summer plans for this summer?
I don't know.
So the next topic we're going to talk about is summer plans. So what you doing for summer plans?
So, for me, I'm going to be doing a reading camp, kind of, like, to help me get better with it. And I'm doing a soccer camp, and we're also going on vacation. And there's multiple birthday parties in the summertime, too.
Okay, TJ, what's your summer plans?
I'm looking forward to recording more podcasts, more videos, and hopefully by the end of the summer, we'll be more famous.
So, my main thing I want to do for summer is I want to have a blast with cousins, family, and do more podcasts, like TJ said. I want to do basketball, too. And that's it. And Nivea, no. Riri, so what's your summer plans?
Playing on the pools again and making an Osta course.
So the stuff I'm looking forward to do is hang out with family, doing more vlogs, getting more famous, and doing more podcasts with family too. So Ree, what you looking forward to do?
And I have a birthday coming up, and I'm excited going on vacation, and I have a basketball game coming up.
So the next topic we're going to do is embarrassing stories that we've all been through. So, Riri, you just start off.
Okay, so first off, what happened is, so me and Nim were going around the block, around the house, like around the block where like the main street and all that is. So we come across, and after that, we on our street, right? And after that, I'm like, Nim, there's some boys over there. I don't want to go over there. And there's like 10 boys over there. So after that, I zoom off. And after that, bah, I fall off my scooter.
Why are you laughing?
I follow my scooter, and after that, I go home crying, like, I got blood on my knee, and I'm like crying.
Why is she laughing?
She's like,
she's like one of the monkeys from Madagascar.
I still laughing. I was crying, and I said, I'm like, Nia, Papa. And after that, I get it over with, the next day, I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, okay. That was a lot. Okay.
Why do you sound like that?
I don't know. What is that? What kind of laughing?
Stop laughing.
She's not like a horn.
I sound like a train horn. Quit doing it. I can't breathe.
Oh my God, you just spit everywhere.
Hey, Chloe, what's the move for today?
Man, I'm headed to DSP.
What's that?
Diamond Top Production? Oh, it's a remote production studio.
What they gonna do for you?
They provide high-quality audio for starters.
What, girl? What you mean, baby?
I have a YouTube channel, and they help enhance my audio so people can actually hear me.
Okay, what else?
They do way more. They edit and optimize your audio needs.
So they can make my podcast sound better?
For sure.
I'm working on a track. Can they help me with that too?
Absolutely. Tyrell is one of the owners, and he is an audio engineer who graduated from
Full Sail
University. He got you.
Wow, really?
Yeah, boy. He works with Pro Tools, Adobe, Wise, Logic Pro, and much more. He legit.
I need that thing mixed and mastered. Let's go.
Okay, so one of my stories was we were at Hurricane Haba. And
Haba.
We went down this white slide. It was really scary. Like, I thought I was going to die. And I was going down, and I looked like this. Like a Star Patch kid. And when I get to the bottom, I looked off the slide for a little bit. And then I went down into the water, and I thought I was going to drown. I drowned. The girl had to come save me. I was so scared.
Were you really drowning?
Yeah, I remember that.
I had water in my lungs.
She just panicked.
Because the way I was going down, I was like, ah. Yeah.
It's real steep.
It's steep.
Okay.
She called it. Mommy, that's how she said it. Mommy, this is how she said Hurricane Harbor.
What were you doing that? I thought you were supposed to be like this.
I was like,
so she extended all the way.
I'm trying to summon myself.
So I was like, mommy, like the second. And then after I was trying to grab onto the side, I thought I was going to die.
Now she called it, instead of Hurricane Harbor, she called it Hurricane Harbor.
Yeah.
You should call it Hurricane
Harbor. She said Harbor. That's how I say it now. Hurricane Haba. Hurricane Haba. Oh, yeah,
Hurricane Hubba Covers.
That's Hubba Covers?
Yeah, Hubba Covers.
Hubba Covers.
Yeah,
why?
Hubba, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Look at what he said. That's what Joe does.
He is so bad.
Oh, you gotta switch it.
Oh, okay. So the next question we're going to do is TJ, what's one of your embarrassing moments?
Right, so one of my embarrassing moments, I was outside riding my bike with Raji, and I was trying to drift, So I put water on my tires, and I went to the toppest hill, the highest hill, and I drove down, and I hit the brake. I hit it, the brake, and I turned, and my tire popped. And I was sad, because I didn't ride my bike.
He said he went what?
What?
Never mind.
You said Hurricane Haba.
Mm-hmm. I was riding in water.
He popped. Oh.
So wait, well, how did you get back home?
No, we were like in the, you know where.
We're in the neighborhood. Driveway.
Yeah, we were in the neighborhood.
But like we were.
But how did you get home?
We were
because
just
your
there.
Tire was popped.
No, but, no, like, but we were like by the neck. We're by the neighbor's lawn, like in their in the parking lot.
So you just walked it back?
Yeah, I just walked it.
No.
Oh, where he come from? I thought you was there.
Who? Oh, let's get the funny. Yeah. Daddy, you should have heard my sword. Daddy, you should have heard my sword.
The top is
his tire popped though. Daddy, you should have heard my story.
What happened? Jose, you just missed the funniest.
Yo, Riri.
Riri's story is good.
Oh,
Riri's story was good. People gonna click on the video and they gonna be like, ah, oh, she like.
Yo,
are
you downloading the app?
And then Riri say,
oh my god. Yeah, Riri.
Diamond Sound Productions.
Where we will mix your sound for you.
Diamond Sound Productions.
Where we will mix your sound for you.
Whether it's a hot 16 or a muddy mix,
we got the sound that's right for you. We got the sound down. We got the sound that's right for you.
We specialize in Foley, audio engineering,
game sound design, podcast, video, co-writing, audiobook editing, and more. We have the tools that fit your needs.
So come let us grace you with this diamond sound.
Check us out at diamondsoundproductions.com. Diamond Sound Productions.
Where we will mix your sound for you.
Okay, so we never, this story is kind of like based off Riri, but based off me at the same time. But we never talked to the neighbor's kids, right? And so when they asked us if we could play tag with them, we were like, yeah, we'll play, right? And so the way we met them was not good because we went to go play with them, right? And we were hiding, and then Riri decides to follow me. So she bumps me and trips me, right? And so I threw myself in the grass, but she didn't make it in the grass. So she fell on the sidewalk and scraped her whole arm.
And it got me.
And her knee and her ankle.
It got me.
And her ankle, right?
My bone ankle.
And so at first she didn't even realize what happened, right? But all she did was scream and she was like, ah!
I couldn't even walk.
So
dramatic.
And so she made me carry her back home. And she had, like, a whole fit because she didn't want us to clean it with peroxide. So she was screaming like somebody was killing her.
That's TJ.
Hey, yeah, it actually felt like someone was killing me, though.
I know, but both of them, they hurt
me. No, but it was embarrassing because we never talked to the neighbors, and they never asked us to play tag again.
Sad moments.
So that's pretty sad. They didn't like that.
But
the boys were just looking at me like, what is wrong with her?
Because she probably having a whole fit.
No, she was out there screaming like somebody was killing her, but it was her fault. So.
Her fault or her foot?
Her fault.
Oh, okay.
It was her fault. But no.
This is how they look at like, what is wrong with her?
Yeah, she mentally ill.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Okay, so how you gonna, you can pause it.
Go pause it.
Alright, so you guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Check us out next week
for episode 3.